locked away together.
Mixedup.com.
Who knows what diabolical schemes they might concoct.
Mixedup.com. Goodbye.
It's 77 degrees Fahrenheit, 25 degrees Celsius in Accra. With a dew point of 63 degrees Fahrenheit and 17 degrees Celsius. It must mean it's time for the Hudson Valley Sound.
My name is Paloma, and you are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
You are invited to attend the annual Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival, August 10 to 12. The festival features a parade, talent show, games, back-to-school giveaways, and more, and is hosted by Operation Unite. Family Day will be held on Saturday, August 11th, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
The parade begins at the 7th Street Park and ends at the Hudson Waterfront. The Gospel Festival and Sunset Service begin at 5 p.m. on Sunday. All are welcome to turn out and celebrate the rich cultural heritage of New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Information at Operation Unite, 518-828-3612.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Scribner's Catskill Lodge, a 38-room boutique hotel located in Hunter, offering a seasonal outdoor pool, weekend wellness programming, and nightly s'mores around the fire pits. Located at 13 Scribner Hollow Road, across the street from Hunter Mountain, 8 miles from the Forest Trails in Catskill Park, and 22 miles from the town of Woodstock. Scribner's is also home to the Prospect Restaurant and Bar, serving modern fare. Information at 518-628-5130 or at www.scribnerslodge.com.
Fridays on WGXE are made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kurt Trumbull of Babylon, New York. Sustaining supporters like Kurt are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, I guess so. I don't know about that.
We have 18 known listeners. Sometimes it's more than that.
Ellen, I just got word from the ratings group that we are the number one rated show on this station.
Who said?
Well, I kind of made that up.
We are the number one. You mean we get more listeners than anyone else?
Yeah, that's all it could mean, right?
Well, they're driving around in their cars.
That's why it's good to be on the drive time slot.
Going to work,
slot. Yeah.
Coming home.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to WGXC in the morning. I listen to Democracy Now.
Yeah.
And then I listen to Lincoln Mayorga.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just, you know, when I'm in the car, like you said, I just flip the channels now and then, and it's amazing, you know.
Yeah. It is. And keep us going here, folks. You know, we're making a new kind of constant request that you become sustaining members, because it makes it a lot, or supporting members. It makes it a lot easier and will take the pressure off all these pledge drives we have to do. So if you can, as low as I went on the site, Ellen,
because
I'm going to, instead of giving each pledge drive, I'm going to do like you're doing, give monthly.
Well, you know, it's kind of painless.
It's totally painless.
It works through your credit card.
Right.
You have a chance at any time to change the amount you're giving every month, I believe.
Right. And it's as low as $5 a month. I mean, who can't afford that these days? It's a cup of coffee if you go to these fancy coffee places.
You've tuned into the Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about poetry and songs around these parts, with musician interviews, performances, featured tracks, and more. Listen. You've tuned into the Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about... Today on Hudson Valley Sound, we'll hear from jazz musician Jamie Saft. The Blasters blow through town. We'll hear from Elena Mosley about the Operation Unite goings on in the Hudson Riverfront Park this weekend. We'll hear a classic composition from Pauline Oliveras, sound art from Matt Bua, and an interview about Hudson jazz work this weekend from Armin Danilian, and more on the Hudson Valley Sound. Today on 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 Hudson Valley Sound. The Jamie Saft Trio are at the Falcon August 12th. Jamie Saft Trio with Lindsay Horner and Bobby Previtt. Here's their song, Ariel.
Thank you.
And Ellen has gotten our first guest. And his name is Armin.
Armin Danielian.
Danielian. He is a piano player, a pianist.
That's it.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
And you will be...
I'll be...
hosting or supervising a...
I'll be performing, too.
Performing, too. Is it a whole weekend? I'm sorry, I haven't caught up with this. Is it a whole weekend experience there?
This is the concert of the Hudson Jazz Workshop, which starts on Thursday and culminates in a concert on Sunday, August 12th, at the Hudson Hall. And that's the event we're talking about. Yeah.
Right. But is the four-day workshop completely booked and all settled?
Yes.
So that's not available to... anyone right now?
Well, there's a public workshop of our guest artist on Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
At 10:30. And that's available, and people can call. Can I give a number? Yeah, they can call the following phone number: 518-822-1640 to attend the workshop with pianist Jean-Michel Pilk. Whose
work we'll be hearing shortly.
Yes, and he's an incredible pianist. He's originally from France. Now he teaches at McGill University in Montreal. Uh-huh. And is well known to the people in the Hudson Valley because he's got a house here and has taught in New York City and other places. But he'll be our featured guest, and he has a workshop that morning, 10:30 on Sunday morning.
How many people have signed up for your workshop?
Well, there are 7 people enrolled in the workshop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they're all local, or they come from all over?
They come from all over the world. Yeah. We have students from Denmark, Amsterdam, Poland, Italy, and as well as New York. Yeah.
How does that evolve? Is that sponsored by the Opera House, or is that something you do on your
own? No, this is sponsored by Hudson Jazz Works, which is a nonprofit that I started with my partner, Mark Momas.
Okay.
And we are now in our 12th year, and we've been doing this every year since 2007.
Did you know that, Ellen?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. And
a word once in a while he allows me to speak.
Please.
No, it's the 12th annual, and you've always had the concert at the end, which is the sort of culminating. Gives a chance to the people who've been in the workshop to do some performing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be performing with Mr. Danielian, Mr. Momas, and Michel Jean Pilk.
The other way around, Jean-Michel.
Jean-Michel. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Can I let you talk?
I wish he'd walk in. It'd be nice to see him.
So Hudson Jazz Works. Yes. Mm-hmm. Supports these students, you put them up and you mm-hmm. entertain them and everything. Oh, okay.
That's right,
that's cool.
Yeah, we serve delicious, freshly prepared food. My wife is actually on the board and she prepares the food with the kitchen staff, and we do it out of our home.
Oh.
And so that Sunday morning workshop that I mentioned earlier is going to be at 338 Kip Road in Hudson, and they can call that phone number, 518-822-1640. To find out more about that. And then the concert's on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Hudson Hall, 327 Warren Street in Hudson. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, newly renovated hall. It's a historic space. Susan B. Anthony and...
We know about it.
Everybody's spoken there, right. And now everybody's playing there, right. And it's an amazing space.
It's quite a step up, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
The little room where you used to perform.
Yes.
Yes.
So I hear that the performance is free for people under 18.
Yes.
Students under 18.
We can't. We can't talk about prices, as you probably know.
Mm-hmm.
The other is not free for adults. The creative workshop. Do you hold that at the Opera House or at your home?
The workshop is held in our home.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So okay.
Yeah.
So,
and that starts on a Thursday, and then that's August 9th. And then on the 12th, then we have the morning master class with Jean-Michel comes in.
Okay.
And then in the afternoon, the concert, with the participants and the teachers and everything. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Ellen, would you like to hear a little of Jean-Michel Pilk?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
3x2, is that what we're playing?
It's 3-4-2.
3-4-2.
3-F-O-R-T-W-O. You got that? There's two confusing words there.
Yeah, I know.
You know what those are called?
3-4-2.
No. 4-4, 2-2-2. Never mind. You don't know? Anyway, here it goes.
That was a test, folks. Right. I failed.
No free tickets for you.
Oh, I love this.
Alan, your verdict?
There you have it.
Jean-Michel Pilk. Is that an original composition by him?
I believe it is.
Yeah. Jean-Michel. Is that the way I said that, Alan?
Yes. He's speaking French.
I know. Oh. I know.
He's a very wide-ranging pianist. Some of his other work is quite abstract and improvisatory. But it's a beautiful side of his playing.
Right. Will he do any solo work?
Yes.
There'll be some solo.
There'll be some duets with me. We'll play four hands at the piano. Then he'll leave, and I'll play solo. And then my partner, Mark, who plays the tenor saxophone, will join me, and we'll play a duo. And then I'll leave, and then Mark will play some solo saxophone. And then Jean-Michel and I will both come back, and we'll all play together.
Got that.
And then the students will start, and they'll play in their duos and trios and...
Oh, the students perform. I didn't realize.
Oh, absolutely. Well, these students are actually professional musicians, many of them. You know, they're in their 20s, from their 20s to their 60s, actually. Yeah. And so when you say students, I mean they're participants.
Right. Yeah. How do you recruit these people?
That's a very good question. We have academic partners at four different colleges, the two that I mentioned in Europe, and then two in the United States. And as well, we do outreach through our email lists, and we talk to our students and so on. And we kind of hand select them in a way, but it's open. I mean, it's open to application, so anyone can apply. And
one of the schools is the New School of...
The New School, yes. Used to be called the New School for Social Research, but they dropped that part off.
I took various courses there.
Because, you know, that's sort of how all my recruits for their programs. It's a combination of existing relationships with various groups around the world, as well as an open application process.
Yes.
So it's a combination.
It's a combination, yeah. Where do you teach?
Where do I teach? I teach right here.
Oh.
I teach the people.
Oh, there you go.
He teaches the Common Council.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I have nothing to teach.
Do you take singers?
Oh, we do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know Ellen was a singer?
Yes, well, I know that. I've heard you.
Yeah,
heard
but
about
I'm not
you,
a right? jazz singer. I need to learn how to be a jazz singer.
Well, in
singer.
Fact, a few years ago, we had as our special guest the great Sheila Jordan.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, Mr. Yeah.
I forgot that was part
Mr.
of that.
Arman, if I may.
Yes.
Arman is also the curator of the jazz festival.
The Hudson Jazz Festival.
Thing. Oh, right, yes. right. That's what I'm thinking. Right, mm-hmm. when she was here.
Yeah.
Correct. I
yes.
remember that.
But there she's been a guest at Hudson Jazz Works for the Hudson Jazz Works workshop
right.
and also performed with us there. And we've had Reggie Workman, we've had David Liebman, a number of other people. Yeah.
Well,
so
you never know. I might apply.
Well, please do.
You got to get those chops going again, Ellen.
The pipes.
The pipes.
The pipes, the pipes are yeah. not, they're not cooperative.
Persephone is not afraid of life's indecent haste. Time to spare and time to embrace. Gentle night right in your face. She travels light and easily. She lives a life outside of the mainstream, and she's got everything she needs. In her VW bus, Persephone. Doesn't know how to be mean. She scattered guns incessantly. She wears her heart right on her sleeve. Tonight is gonna be a big one for Persephone. Persephone. On a slope that is slippery. Not a brilliant effort. Poor Persephone's inert. Pity poor Persephone. She had lost her phone, her car keys, and her short-term memory. Logic's all Greek to me. Persephone. She spent all night shaking and pale. She had no wind left in her sails. Although she tried, she could hardly speak. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Was Glenn Tilbrook, the Squeeze singer, with his 2014 song Persephone from the album Happy Ending. Tilbrook is performing at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock on August 25th.
Hey, this is Maria Manhattan. We're at WGXC on your FM dial 90.7, or you may be streaming us, WGXC.org. We're happy to have you here. I have a song right now by Ella Mae Morse, and this goes out to the town of Catskill just across the river.
Persephone, 300 days is a long, long time to sleep. But Rip Van Winkle slept for 20 long years. Then he woke one day. Rip's red hair had turned to gray. Rip Van Winkle hurried back into town, but to his dismay, Rip's hometown had stopped to play. He found to his surprise a thing called Swing Was King, and he liked it. It opened up his eyes, and Drip, Rip got hip. Rip Van Winkle's wrinkles faded away, and he shared his beer. Rip's the rage since he reappeared. And if you want to swing and jive at the age of 95, start counting sheep and sleep like Rip Van Winkle. Liked it. It opened up his eyes, and Drip, Rip got hip. Rip, Rip Van Winkle's wrinkles faded away, and he shared his beer. Rip's the rage since he reappeared. So if you were to swing and jive at the age of 95, start counting sheep and sleep like Rip Van Winkle. So be a drip, get a hip, take a tip from Rip Van Winkle.
Ella Mae Morris, don't be a drip, get hip, take a tip from Rip Van Winkle. You know, here at WGXC, of course, we serve both sides of the mighty Hudson River, and that means Columbia and Greene counties, and points much further afield thanks to the miracle of modern technology. We have people listening all over the world, just tuning us in on their computer, their phones, their iPads, whatever. And you know, you can help us out by becoming a sustaining member. Have you thought about that? It's a very cool way to contribute to the station. It's something that is pretty painless on your part, we'd like to think. If you're interested, just go to our website, wgxc.org, and click on donate, and you'll read all about it.
The Blasters perform at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock, August 10th. Here's Border Radio from the Blasters.
Calls toll free and requests no song.
And at BSP in Kingston, Friday, August 10th, Frenchie and the Punk at the Dust Bowl Fairies and Lorcan O'Reilly perform. The Andy Cooney Band is at Gavin's Irish Country Inn this weekend. And the Blasters and Lara Hope and the Arctones perform Friday, August 10th at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. Sam Abaddon is in the Bart College Spiegel Tent Friday, August 10th, 8:30 p.m. Tim O'Brien's Bluegrass Band is at Club Helsinki in Hudson Friday, August 10th. And Radio Wonderland, which is a live show on WGXC every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m., will be live in person Friday, August 10th at the Half Moon in Hudson with Hellish Cash Strap, DJ Uncle Rudy, and DJ World Lines. Friday, August 10th in Hudson at the Half Moon. The Useless Cans are the performers at the Swing Dance at the Dewey Hall, Saturday, August 11th in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Otto Hauser and Tyler Wood perform at Hilo in Catskill, Saturday, August 11th. Should be a live web stream of that, and a live broadcast also on the WGXC.org 90.7 FM signal. And stream number one is Saturday, August 11th at St. Rococo's, part of St. Rococo's reading series at the Albany Free School, 8 Elm Street in Albany. You'll hear new poems from Joe Malutis of Seattle, poetry films from Adam Tedesco of Albany, tape music by Delaware County-based Tiana Kennedy, an audio performance by Vienna, New York City, Japan-based Keiko Uneshishi, and an improvisation with Malutis and Uneshi. The St. Rocco's Poetry Collective is a writer's workshop that organizes monthly poetry readings in Albany. This one's at the Albany Free School, Saturday, August 11th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. These events and more. Oh, yeah, there's some big Sunday events, too. The Hudson Jazz Works show at the Hudson Opera House. That's at 4 p.m. Sunday, August 12th. Welcome to Night Vale. The subscribable audio show has a live show at the Spiegel Tent at Bard College at 7 p.m. Sunday, August 12th. The Jamie Saft Trio, with Jamie Saft on piano, Lindsay Horner on bass, and Bobby Previtt on drums, is at the Falcon in Marlborough, 8 p.m. Sunday, August 12th. And then Bobby Previtt Sunday with Jamie Saft. Monday, Bobby Previtt's Voodoo Orchestra is at Club Helsinki in Hudson, doing Miles Davis's Bitches Brew. Monday at Club Helsinki in Hudson. Those are some of the events on the WGXC community calendar. There's lots more there. You're looking for something to do. You can also put your own event up there so folks around the world see it on the WGXC community calendar, and folks like you hear it on the radio at WGXC.org 90.7 FM.
We have a special guest in the studio, and her name is Elena Mosley from Operation Unite. And Elena, I'll let you take over from here to talk about something coming up this weekend.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. I have with me this morning Ashraful Shamrat. Ash is a third-year veteran of the youth committee for the planning of the festival. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all our folks out there to let them know that the festival is coming up this weekend, and we have some wonderful people helping us put it on.
So how many years have you been doing the festival?
This is the 26th year for Operation Unite.
Wow.
I have to say that the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival is the oldest festival in Columbia County. Has a wonderful, wonderful history. Wonderful, wonderful history, especially since you're playing these wonderful records and music and going back in time. And I think the songs that I've been hearing for the last 20 minutes are so appropriate for the times when this festival had been started by families here in Hudson, specifically Columbia Street.
And it must have been, you know, we talk about festivals that have gone on for many years. I'm sure in the beginning, A, Hudson was a lot sleepier of a town, and B, it was a lot more difficult to get the word out. You didn't have social media back then. and Facebook and all these other sites that you could steer people to find out a little bit more and say, hey, listen, let me put this on my calendar for this weekend.
Oh, sure. I mean, Hudson is really an example of a beautiful small town American town. And back then, like you say, without social media, what did people do? Well, the festival started as a block party on Columbia Street. Wow. By families way back then. And I don't remember all the names. I know the Cross family, the Crank family, there was the Fultons. There were so many families. But they got together and did this block party every year. And mainly it was, you know, the mothers of the families, and they wanted to do something. It then grew with the nickname of the Black Fest. And after that, it was handled by the Women's Progressive Club. And the Women's Progressive Club is another one of those American organizations that existed where people got together to socialize and have tea and sew and different things like that. But this group eventually progressed to a more progressive, modern group where they were raising funds. They would always give all the scholarships out at the junior high schools. And, you know, they had bake sales, everything that other social clubs were doing. And they organized the Black Fest for 10 years. And when Operation Unite came to town and we opened up, we were asked right away. So we started the festival as early as 1992. So that's where I get my 26 years. Okay. Because I found a picture from the Independent, which is the then weekly paper. It came out twice a week back then. But there was a picture on the front cover of some of the families cooking, and it was in 1992. So that's kind of where I get my date from. But as you can see, we're going back into the early 60s. So this is a wonderful heritage event. And just keep playing those songs all morning. It's really going to wake up some of our friends and families and the members that are still here in town that represent these families that started. And I'm sure they remember this great music.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And Ashley's kind of sitting there waiting to chat. We're going to put him on the microphone, I think, right now, if you want to introduce him again. And
yeah, so this festival has so many activities. But the highlights of our festival for the families in the last 10 years have been the youth activities and games. So Ash is going to tell us about his involvement in the festival and what are some of the activities planned this year.
Hello. Yeah. So this is my third year being on the planning committee of the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival. And I just have to say that when I started my first year, it was like culture shock, really, because I was dumbfounded by how much planning and preparation went into the festival.
I can only imagine, yeah.
Right, and it was even better to see the gratification after the festival, to see how successful it was, to see how many faces were there. It was amazing. So going into my third year, it's really exciting for me to once again be a part of this amazing opportunity. But speaking on the games, planning the games, you'd think it would be fun and a very exciting thing to do, which it is. But
I was going to say, you would think it would be fun, but yeah.
A lot of work.
It's a lot more serious.
Yeah,
sure. We have to think about all the things, all the factors that go into planning the games. So safety, how fun it is, how practical it is, expenses, and other things like that. So there's weeks and weeks of planning and development and, oh, this is good, this is bad, let's keep this, let's tweak that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it goes into that. And some of it might be a little disappointing when your idea gets shut down, but that's just the part of the process, of course. So this year, we have a lineup of games planned, starting from the potato sack race to we have relay races, as well as balloon popping games, and as well as other things. So we have a plethora, a wide variety. It should be a really fun time.
Wow, that's great. And also, Elena, what can we expect for people that come? What can they also expect to see? Some great games. I would imagine there are other activities that might be a part of the highlights this coming weekend.
Well, we start off with a parade at 2 o'clock, and that has been going on for several years. And it goes from the 7th Street Park in Hudson down to the waterfront. So we come down Warren Street. And this year's theme is Pride and Family. the parade has a little bit different swing to it. We've added a costume contest, and we're inviting everyone to come in with the theme of Wakanda Forever, which is part of a heritage since it's an African community from the movie Black Panther, and the Avengers was just so popular. So we can expect the parade to bring excitement and open up the festival, and we have a new component this year. We invited three people to honor as grand marshals.
Wow.
So this year we are honoring the African-American contributions to government, and we are honoring Councilwoman Tiffany Garriga, Councilman Kamal Johnson, and Councilman Calvin Lewis. Now, Tiffany is has been working on the council for several years. She's a minority leader, whereas Calvin and Kamal are new. And the fact that we have new young folks and new young blood coming into the council and contributing is definitely something that we don't want to miss. So that's new. We will honor them in the beginning. There will be our annual presentation from Kuumba Dance and Drum. The dance students will perform, and our drum leaders will drum. Assisting them also is Ash, this young man who has been a student now for 3 years, and also Angel Hernandez. We have the an African artist from Ghana. His name is Hassan Sila, and he is coming. He's a wonderful drummer and dancer, and he is coming to lead dancing and get folks up and moving, and of course bringing the drummer with him. That's always exciting because participation in the festival is fun. And for the people who don't get up, they just love to watch. You know, they want to watch and see who's moving and shaking. The gospel.
That's me.
The Gospel Fest is going to start up on Sunday. So what we did for Saturday, we really filled it with some other components in it. We do have a community talent show, which we invite folks to come and sign up at the Operation Unite table. And that's open for music and dance. It's family-friendly acts that we will put on stage. And we are ending with a local Hudson samba band called Mystiques. It's not really Mystiques. It's like Mestiz. It's a different swing with this language. And but the samba band has been around in Hudson, and they're really making their way to have a place at the table. It's upbeat, wonderful music. They're going to be the finale of the Saturday.
Wow. Okay, so it sounds like a great lineup. Elena, how can people find out if they do want to get some more information? Obviously, the weather is looking very good for Saturday. Fingers crossed.
That's right. They're saying late p.m. showers. That's what we want.
Okay,
very late.
Late. 11 o'clock.
You got it. 11 o'clock.
There you go. But where can people find out more if they want to check anything out before they come down?
Well, of course, Operation Unite's number is available. We are located at 360 Columbia Street. Our phone number is 518-828-3612. But I have to say, on Friday, there will be a large spread in the gatefold of the Register Star newspaper. The gatefold is that new thing that people have been seeing with the flap that's partially over the front page, but the back page of that gatefold, front and back, will tell you everything about the festival for Saturday. Friday, we start on Friday, actually, with a soul food and music night at the waterfront from 5:30 to 8. Saturday's events will go from 2 to 8. And then Sunday is the Gospel Fest, and that will open up with another drum circle, our Ujima Community Collective, a new African dance and drum group that's also part of Operation Unite. And then it will ease right into the Gospel Festival with the Albany District Chorale, and then a community message from Pastor Eddie Bazaar of the Rock Apostolic Haitian Church. So we have a full day on, full weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I want everyone to keep their fingers crossed so that the rain doesn't come until late each night. But we do need the rain.
Yeah.
So that's it. So I would say look for the paper, the Register Star. For the gatefold, we'll have details. The Columbia paper comes out today, and our press releases are all over the region. And, of course, people can call us.
Well, that's great. And I'm guessing that after this weekend, Ash is going to be taking about 2 months off.
He's going to try.
And then it starts all up again for the following year. Well, thank you both, Elena and Ash, for coming in. And this is the annual Hudson, the 27th?
Well, 26 for us, but it's somewhere over 40 years.
Over 40 years, the annual Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's incredible. The Black Arts and Cultural Festival. Check it out this weekend here in Hudson. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Next up, we hear from Catskill-based performer Matt Bua and Ryan Hossepel's 31 Down project with Wireless Electric Chair.
Go!
Here's an excerpt of legendary Hudson Valley composer Pauline Oliveira's, her work Sound Geometries for Chamber Orchestra.